The
author of life and the author of death. And so we thank the Lord for this morning's time. Thank you for your waiting patience. But we pray, and you pray, that this time, this hour, would be blessed. Firstly, I'd like to ask Mr. Heino Stegen to come and pray for us. My father and Uncle Heino were friends and big friends. We've saw that over time. And we're so thankful that they had each other. And so it would be so nice and fitting that he would pray.
Come
beten.
As
tandas. Wir danken dir für diese Gnade, dass wir uns sammeln können zur Beerdigung von Howard. Wir danken dir, Herr.
Siyabonga Nkosi Jesu ukuthi usihlanganise ngalendlela nokuba sikwazi ukuhlangana kule nkonzo kaBaba wasefaya.
Wir danken dir, Herr, dass wir dich haben und dass wir dich bitten können. Walte du in deiner Gnade unter uns, dass ein jeder, der hier ist heute,
siyabonga Nkosi ngempilo yakhe nokuthembeka kwakhe nokuba Nkosi umgcinile esendleleni yakho kuze kube kalokho.
Schenk uns die Gnade, dass jeder nach Hause geht, gesegnet und weiß und erlebt, dass es gut ist, für Gott zu leben und in deinen Namen zu sterben. Wir danken dir, Herr, für die Gnade, dass wir überhaupt zu dir kommen können. Wir bitten dich, segne besonders Inge und Familie.
Esikhulekelayo Nkosi ukuba uqinise umndeni wakhe kulesi sikhathi Nkosi ababhekene naso.
Wir bitten alles in deinem Namen, Herr, zu deiner Ehre. Amen.
Ukuze konke sekwenzekile kudunyiswe kukhazunyuliswe igama lakho. Amen.
If you would have learned German, you would have understood. So it's your fault if you didn't understand. Thank you very, very much, Uncle Heino. And we thank God and we praise Him that we still have you. And may God still give you many years because we need you. I'll ask my sister Karen to come forward and just do the welcoming. I've just got to help her a little bit because she's younger. It's now uNdlunkulu la namhlanje. KwaPhindangene.
Today we have uNdlunkulu from KwaPhindangene.
If we speak in English terms, she's the daughter-in-law of Shenge.
Umasi khulumake ngokulimi lesingisi umakoti wakwamntwana wakwaPhindangene wendodana kamntwana wakwaPhindangene.
We're so thankful that she can be here and we welcome you.
Sithokoza kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuthi ube khona phakathi kwethu siyakwamukela futhi.
Well, I don't know where to start, but Oma said everything must be short and sweet.
Angazi ukuthi ngiqalephi kodwa umama uthe ucela ukuthi yonke into ibe mfushane ibe mnandi.
We would like to thank everybody who's come today, family and friend.
Sithanda ukuba sibonge lo nalowo ofikile namhlanje abangani nehlobo.
We want to welcome those who've come all the way from Europe.
Sithanda ukuba samukele laba abahambile ibanga elide beqhamuka emazweni aphesheya.
Ngithanda ukubonga kakhulu nonke enibuya enifika ngasefaye. Ensebenzelana khona eplazini, ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nize.
And I would like to thank those who come from Efaye, who works in the farm. I would like to say thank you for your coming.
Ngithanda ukumukela futhi ibandla lasefaye.
I would like to welcome the congregation from Efaye.
Ngicela ukuthi ningadeleke uma.
I would like to ask you if you can keep an eye to my mom.
Haugeleni, ngiyacela ungadele uma. Haugeleni.
Haugeleni, I'd like to ask you to please look after my mom, please.
She looked after Opa and Oma.
Auntie Lo, uyena onakekela ke obenakekela ugogo nomkhulu.
But everybody else, thank you for coming.
Kodwa kunina nonke siyabonga kakhulu kakhulu ngokufika kwenu.
And this is the Lord's day, and we shall rejoice in it.
Lolu lusuku lwenkosi esizokuthokoza ngalo.
So you are all welcome, and I thank the Lord that I can even say, Mama, thank you that you can be here.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu futhi ngiyathokoza ukuthi ngisangakwazi ukuthi ngithi ma. Siyabonga ngempilo yakho.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Thank you very much.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
There's so much that a person can say of a man that lived 92 years.
Kuningi umuntu akangakusho ngempilo yendoda ephilile iminyaka engu
92. And it's impossible to do it in 1 hour.
Kungenzeka ukuthi ungakwenza ngehour elilodwa.
But we are so thankful to the Lord what he did for him, especially in the last days.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngalokho akamenzele khona kakhulu ngeentsuku zakhe futhi zokugcina.
My father was a big help to the mission and to the work I did.
Ubaba ube usizo olukhulu la emishini nasemsebenzini engiwenzayo.
I think for the younger generation, if you look at some of the avocado fields, it was him and his equipment that did the preparation for those fields. And I have to mention it. I have to say thank you because he stood with the work that God gave us to do.
Mhlambe kwisizukulwane esisha singeqonde singebe saba nalulwazi kodwa angivumeleni ukuthi ngisho ukuthi uma nibuka emasimini la kutshalwe khona ihlahla zikakwatapheya kungumsebenzi wakhe uye owafika nemshini elungise elungiselele ukuba kutshalwe izihlahla zikakwatapheya.
And that was my father's life. Lokho, always prepared to help.
Lokho bekuyimpilo kababa ehlala njalo elungele ukuba asize.
And for me as a child at that time, early years, it meant so much for me. That's why I'm prepared today to say what I'm saying.
Kumina njengengane ngisemncane ngikubuka lokho ngasekuqaleni eminyakeni kuqalwa lomsebenzi ngikubona lokho kwahlala enhlizweni yami kungaleyo ndlela ngizwele ukuba ngikubeke njoba ngikubeka namhlanje.
I remember one Sunday Reverend Stegan stood here.
Ngiyakhumbula ngelinye isonto baba umfundisi
emina. And he said he wants to start a water factory.
Ethi ufuna ukuqala ifactory
lamanzi. And then he said I'd like you to us to meet Monday morning where the place is now.
Wabesethi ucela ukuba ahlangane nathi la kuzokwenziwa khona lo msebenzi.
Monday morning came.
Bafika umsombuluko ekuseni.
And who was there?
Ubani wayelapha?
Who was prepared to face the calling?
Ubani wayelungele ukuba abhekane nobizo?
Uncle Edmund Vithoft.
Ubaba Vithoft.
And my father.
Nobaba wami.
They stood there with Reverend Stegan, deciding how they will do it. And you see, those are things that stay with you and stick to you.
Lezo zinto izinto ezihlala nawe zinamathele kuwe.
That he was prepared when he was called to listen to what the Lord was saying and saying, you go, you do it. And that was the first time they leveled for the water factory.
These
were small machines, but they started. And I think that's what Reverend Stegen has been teaching us, to start even if there is nothing which even seems impossible. The next item is that we sing a song together. My mother, we sat with her, and most of what you see here today is because she thought, asked if it can be done.
These
are the songs my father loved. And they are songs that were dear to his heart. And so Mom asked us if we can sing the first song together, The Old Rugged Cross. The cross was dear to him. Was close to him. And carried him to the end. So what we'll do different today, we'll ask the grandchildren to lead us in singing. And then after we've sung the song, two of the grandchildren would say something. So we leave it to them.
Change it someday for a cross. It's a real privilege for me to be able to say something on behalf of the cousins and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren.
Impela kuyinhlanhla ekhethekile kumina ukuba ngakwazi ukuba ngikhulume egameni labazukulu nelabazukulwane.
The first thing I want to say is how thankful I am to God for giving us such a special grandfather.
Okokuqala ngithanda ukuthi ngidlulise ukubonga kwami okukhulu kuNkulunkulu ngesibusiso akasiphe sona sokuba sibe nomkhulu ofana nalwebesina.
He was a true friend and a real trailblazer.
Ube umngane weqiniso, umngane othembekayo.
In these days, it struck me anew.
Kulezi insuku kungithinte kakhulu.
Opa, as a young man, made decisions for his spiritual life.
Umkhulu lapho esemusha eyinsizwa wenza isinqumo sokuba azale noJesu noma anikele impilo yakhe kuJesu.
And these decisions have carried blessings right up to our generation.
Leso sinqumo noma lezo zinquma kazenza zihambe zanikeza isibusiso esiqhubekayo kwizizukulwane zezizukulwane.
We've had such a beautiful childhood and life, and a big part is due to Opa.
Sibe nesikhathi esimnandi sokuba ngabantwana sikhula sinakekelwa kakhulu sinakekelwa umkhulu wethu noma ingxenye enkulu ebidlalwa umkhulu.
And then when God sent the revival, Opa opened his heart to God's working.
Futhi lapho uNkulunkulu ethumela imvuselelo yakhe, umkhulu wazimisela ukuba avule inhliziyo yakhe ukuze uNkulunkulu asebenze ngemvuselelo yakhe.
And God taught him many things, everyday things.
uNkulunkulu amfundisa izinto eziningi futhi emfundisa izinto zosuku nosuku.
They were a treasure to him, and it was always important for him to teach us so that we children don't lose what God had taught him.
Lezo zifunda akazifunda kuNkulunkulu ngemvuselelo zaba yigugu kuye. Wazinakekela ubugugu bazo waze wabudlulisela nakithi njenganezingane noma njengabazukulu ukuba nathi size sifinyelele kule noma sitheste lamagugu.
I just want to share a few small things, and if you would ask the grandchildren and great-grandchildren, these are the things they remember.
Mhlawumbe manganicobelela nje kafushane ezinye zezinto ongathi noma ukuza abazukulu nabazukulwana abangakufakazela lokho engizokusho.
He taught us how to respect older people.
Wasifundisa ukuba bahlonishwa kanjani abantu abadala.
He didn't like us to just address a person flippantly. He wanted to hear the name of the person.
Ubengathandi ukuba uma ngabe mhlawumbe ubingelela umuntu uvane nje umthathe nje. Kodwa befisa ukuthi wazi igama lalowo muntu ukuze mawumbingelela umbingelele njengomuntu omazi ungambingele njenga nomuntu nje ongamazi.
He taught us that God does not like noise.
Sorry.
He does not like noise.
Wasifundisa futhi ukuthi uNkulunkulu akawuthandi umsindo.
He taught us to always thank or ask for whatever we wanted to take.
Futhi wasifundiswa ukubonga nokucela noma yini ofisa ukuba uyithathe kodwa ngaphambi kokuthi uyithathe funda ukuthi ucele.
It was very important for him that we thank after a meal because God had taught him if you satisfied then thank me.
Futhi ubeqikelela ukuba sifundise ukubonga njalo emva kokudla ngoba kuyifunda uNkulunkulu akamfundisa zona ukuthi ubo uma sewanelisekile ubonke.
And these things were special to him and we want to keep them in our hearts.
Lezi zinto beziyigugu kuye ngaleyo ndlela siyafisa ukuba sizigcine ziyigugu enhlizweni zethu.
Opa was always thankful.
Umkhulu behlala njalo umuntu obongayo.
He was always thoughtful of other people's needs.
Ubehlala njalo ecabanga enozwelo ngezidingo zabanye abantu.
He cared about you. He would be concerned about your well-being, and he would feel with you.
Ubeba umuntu ohluphekayo efisa ukwazi ukuthi inhlalo yakho uphila kanjani uma udlula enhlungwini adabuke azwelane kanye nawe.
I want to just give a few examples that touched us. One of my earliest memories of Opa was when I was in hospital as a little child, and he came alone to visit me, and he brought me an ice cream. Something else that meant a lot to us, for example, is some of his grandchildren lost a dog, it died. So Opa went to their room and he cried with them. He was able to show empathy. Opa prayed for us. And if he knew of anybody's need, you were mentioned in his
praise.
You could really have fun with Opa. He had a good sense of humor and he kept it right to the end. We played games with him. We sang with him. And he loved music. He had a quiet spirit, but we always knew where he stood and what he expected of us. And as children, we always knew where to find him, in his armchair with a Bible.
Thina-ke nabantwana bakhe bebazi futhi ukuthi ukuphi la uma bemfuna bezomthola khona. Bebezomthola esihlalweni sakhe esinengalo okwazi ukubeka ingalo uhleli lapho uhleli nani uhleli nebhayibheli lakhe.
God also used Opa in our spiritual lives.
UNkulunkulu umsebenzisile futhi umkhulu ngisho nasempilweni zethu zokomoya.
In my case, I remember being small and having done something in secret that really burdened me.
Ebuncaneni bami ngiyakhumbula ukuthi ngake ngenza into ngayenza isithe engekho yaziyo kodwa ikwenzeni kwami leyo nto yahlala kimi umthwalo.
Nobody told me what I should do with this burden.
Akekho wangitshela ukuthi kumele ngenzeni ngalo mthwalo engiwuthwele.
In that moment, and I suddenly had this urge to go and speak to Opa about it.
Kushuthi ngaleso sikhathi akekho umuntu owangitshela ukuthi kumele ngenzeni ngalomthwalo. Kodwa khona lapho kwanento nje ekukhuluma nami ethi noma ngahluphekela ukuthi ngathi ngaya kumkhulu ngimvezele ngalomthwalo engiwuthwele.
After he'd listened to me and prayed with me, I was truly free.
Lapho sengilalelile ngikhuluma wathandaza nami ngeqiniso ngazizwa sengikhululekile.
And he was the one that encouraged me to ask the Lord Jesus to live in my heart.
Kunguye futhi umkhulu wangigqugquzela ukuba ngikhuleke nginxusa uNkulunkulu ukuba ahlole inhliziyo yami.
Something else I learned from Opa was how to pray.
Enye into ke ngifunde kumkhulu ukuthi umuntu uthandaza kanjani.
When he prayed, he became like a little child telling his Father in heaven all the details of the circumstances and the needs.
Njalo umkhulu mayethandaza ubezoba njenga nomntwana umntwana okhuluma nobaba wakhe amxoxele ubaba wakhe izidingo ngokujula kwazo ukuthi isidingo sami baba siyilesi nalesi nalesi.
And you could feel in his prayers he's trusting his father to take care of the matters.
Futhi ubuzozwe emthandazweni wakhe omkhulu ukuthi uyabethemba nobaba wakhe njengalokho emtshela lesi sidingo akanazo nanokuthi ubaba wakhe uzozinakekela futhi lezi zidingo zakhe.
A special memory for me is I did not enjoy driving before I got my license.
Umcabango engikukhumbulayo ukuthi ngaphambili ayi bengingakuthandi ukushayela imoto ngaphambi kokuba ngithole ilicense.
I was so scared, I procrastinated it, but when I couldn't anymore, my dad very cheerfully said, "Yvonne, let's take a ride."
Shukuthi ke bengiwumuntu obesaba nginovalo ngale ndlela ebixakile kuthi lapho sengothi ayi angathi kungaphezulu kwami athu baba okay Yvonne ake siyithathe nje ke sizwe kancane.
My driving must have been so nerve-wracking because afterwards he said he's never taking me again.
Njalo ke mase sesihambile ngishayela kushukuthi ukushayela kwami kuzohamba kube nobuhlixihlixaka ukuthi masibuya athi angiboni ngeke ngiphinde ngikuthathe ngihambe nawe futhi.
Opa had pity on me.
Kodwa uba omkhulu ey bengidabukele.
And he was already above 80.
Umkhulu kube sengaphezulu kweminyaka ye 80.
And he sat next to me and said, "Come Yvonne, we're driving."
Wafika wahlala eduze kwami wathi, "Woza Yvonne, siyahamba siyashayela manje."
So we drove all the back roads of the farm.
Driver ke yonke lemgaqo esengaphakathi eplaza.
Yeah, in the area. Something I respect and admire Opa and Oma for is about 2 years ago they opened their home to us, a young family.
Okusenhlizweni yami ukubonga nokwa kwabayisimanga kimi ukuthi kumkhulu nogogo eminyakeni emibili edlule bavula ikhaya labo bevulela thina esingumndeni osemusha.
To a certain degree I think we turned their world upside down.
Uthi kwesinye isikhathi wafinyelela la khona ethi kube ngathi baphendula izwe balibhekisa phansi manje.
But they were two beautiful years and we have many special memories.
Kodwa le minyaka emibili yaba iminyaka ebusiseke ngendlela engachaziki.
Now when you live with somebody very closely you watch them.
Manje uma ngabe uhlala nomuntu oseduze kakhulu nawe kaningi uyambuka umbukisisi.
And there's something that struck us about Opa.
Okusithintile kwasihlaba umxwele kakhulu ngomkhulu.
At his high age, even at 92,
eminyakeni yakhe yokukhula esegugile eseneminyaka ye-92.
Opa had the humility to accept new things that God was teaching him.
Umkhulu be nokuzithoba kuyisimanga sokuba njalo alungele ukufunda izifundo ezintsha uNkulunkulu akamfundisa zona.
If God put a finger on anything in Orpah's life, Orpah was always willing to humble himself deeply.
Noma nini, uma uNkulunkulu ebeka umuntu entweni ethize empilweni kamkhulu, umkhulu noma bekumbizani behlale kulungela ukuba azithobe enze lokho okufanele ukuze le nto uNkulunkulu akayikhombile ilunge.
After Opa died, one of the great grandchildren said, "I want to inherit Opa."
Wabe omunye wabazukulwana bamkhulu lapho umkhulu esedlile emhlabeni wabe sethi ngiyafisa ukuba umkhulu abe yifa lami.
And they asked her, "What do you mean?"
Bambuza ukuthi uchaza ukuthini?
And she said, "To be like Opa."
Wabe sethi ngifisa ukuba njengalomkhulu.
My prayer is that we will keep and treasure the light, keep burning the light that God lit in Opa's life through the revival.
Umthandazo wami nesifiso sami ukuthi uNkulunkulu asize sisigcine isibani sikhanya isibani uNkulunkulu akasinikeza umkhulu ngemvuselelo.
And may we stay faithful as he was faithful.
Futhi kwangathi singathembe sigcineke njalo sithembekile njengalokhu inaye wabethembekile.
And then to Oma.
Kugogo.
The children said, "We don't need to be afraid that Orpah's gone."
Abantwana bathe asidingi ukuba novalo ukuthi umkhulu sehambile.
Because we still have the Lord Jesus and we still have Oma.
Ngoba sisenayo inkosi uJesu futhi sisenayo ugogo.
So Oma, we look forward to the time that the Lord gives us together.
Ngakho ke gogo sibheke phambili leso sikhathi esimnandi naleso sikhathi esizosiphila uNkulunkulu esibeke sindawona.
Thank you.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
I told Oma that I hope I can do a good job up here.
Sorry?
I told Oma that I hope I will be able to do a good job up here.
Uthi uye wamtshela ugogo ukuthi uyakholwa ukuthi uzokwazi ukwenza umsebenzi omuhle ngesikhathi emla phambili.
And she said to me, "You have to, you're a teacher, you must talk like a teacher."
Wathi hayi noma kanjani uzokwenza kahle wena uthisha kumele ukhulume njengothisha.
So Oma, ich tue mein Bestes, wie eine Lehrerin zu sprechen.
Kushiwo kwathi masingasazi isijalimane indaba yethu.
We had the privilege of having Opa and Oma at our home to the end of last year.
Sibe nenhlanhla nathi ukuthi sibe nogogo nomkhulu babesekhaya lethu ngasekupheleni konyaka odlule.
Opa was a very quiet person, but the last time he started to tell us lots of stories of the beginning of the revival, how God worked at home and brought many people.
Manje umkhulu be umuntu othule nje ozithulelayo, kodwa ngasempilweni yakhe ngasekugcineni be umuntu obesevulekile esexoxa. Oqala manje umkhulu esixoxela indaba zasekuqaleni lapho kuqala imvuselelo. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu wasebenza kanjani ngisho nasemndenini wakithi ukuthi wasebenza kanjani lapho eqale letha abantu.
He always spoke about those precious memories.
Behlala njalo ekhumbula ngaleyo mcabango eyigugu.
Many people said that Opa's prayers were such a blessing to them.
Abaningi abantu besho bethi imthandazo kamkhulu ibiba isibusiso kubona.
One thing I want to mention is before every meal, he always started the prayer with these words.
Manje ngithanda ukusho bekuzothi njalo ngaphambi kokuba kuqalwe kudliwe athandaze lo mthandazo nalamazi alandelayo.
Come, Herr Jesu, sei du unser Gast. Come, Lord Jesus, may you be our guest.
Ubezothi woza Nkosi kwangathi ungaba isivakashi noma isicukuthwane sethu.
And from small we knew Jesus is sitting at the meal table. There's a certain way you behave when you eat a meal.
Kusho ukuthi kusukela sibancane safunda ukuthi uJesu uhlala etafuleni lapho kudliwa. Manje uma uJesu esetafuleni kuba nendlela ekudinga ukuthi uziphathe ngayo etafuleni, awenzi noma kanjani ngoba khona uJesu letafule.
What's on my heart today is to share Opa's words at the last Christmas we had together.
Okusenhlizweni yami ukunicobelela ngamazwi umkhulu akawasho ngoChristmas wokugcina esibe naye sindawona.
We were sitting together and he started to talk and say, "This is probably my last Christmas with you."
Besihleli ke ndawonye wabesethi washo lamazwi wathi lawa kungenzeka kuba amazi okugcina engiwashoyo kulo Christmas ngoba kungenzeka kuba uChristmas sokugcina nginani.
Referring to the Lord who fetched our uncle a few years ago, he said this.
Maqondana nokuhamba kukababa wethu omncane uNkulunkulu akamthathe eminyakeni embalo edlule.
God came to our family, he did something, and he saw that it was good.
Wathi uNkulunkulu uzile emndenini wethu wafike wenza akakubona kukuhle kuye uma esekwenzile wakubona ukuthi futhi kuhle.
And God has come again in the circumstances that he did, and once again he has seen that what he has done is good.
Uthi uNkulunkulu futhi weza ngezimo thizeni ez athe mase sezenzile uNkulunkulu wazibona ukuthi zinhle wabesesho futhi ukuthi kuhle.
He said he prays for us grandchildren and great grandchildren.
Wathi uyasikhulekela thina bazukulu nabazukulwane.
That we will stay faithful to the Lord.
Ukuba sihlale sithembekile kuNkulunkulu.
He said he prays that we as a family will stay one.
Wathi uyakhuleka uyathandaza ukuthi thina njengomndeni sihlale simunye.
That we let nothing come in between us.
Wathi singashini noma okodwa noma okuncane phakathi kwethu.
The way Opa stood for the gospel was such an encouragement. He held that gospel up high for us all to see.
Indlela umkhulu akaliphathe walimela ngali ivangeli ulithathe walimisa phezulu kuba silibone waliphilela thina sonke.
Some of us grandchildren had the real privilege of seeing Opa's face when the Lord Jesus had fetched him.
Abanye bethu thina bazukulwane sibenenhlanhla yokubona ubuso bukamkhulu lapho inkosi ifika izomthatha.
It was a victorious face shining like a light.
Bekubuso obukhombisa ukunqoba, ubuso obukhazimula njengelanga.
And so may we that are still left, look to Christ and run that race.
Kwangathi thina sisasele singabuka kuKristu siligijime leli banga noma lo mncintiswano.
Like Opa, never looking to the side, never looking back.
Njengomkhulu azange abuke emaceleni, azange abuke emuva.
Never compromising.
Futhi azange axegise.
And like Opa, that when we reach our end, we will also be able to hold that victorious banner.
Ukuthi nathi sibe njengomkhulu, ukuthi lapho sifike egcineni kwempilo zethu, sibe yibo laba abayokwazi ukuba balibambe ibhanela lasezulwini.
And it is our prayer, Lord, abide with us. Abide with us who still need to finish that race.
Kumthandazo wethu ukuthi sithi Nkosi hlala nathi. Hlala nathi thina sisadinga ukuba siuqede lo mncintiswano sikuwona.
Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu. It's a pity that in the situation like this we don't clap hands, but after what we have heard, really, we were supposed to clap our hands.
Thank you very much to the children.
Siyabonga kakhulu kubantwana.
And my advice, children.
Isiluleko sami kunina abantwana.
Show us with your lives.
Sikhombiseni ngempilo zenu.
What Opa taught you, and that's what we expect of you.
Sikhombiseni ngempilo zenu lokho umkhulu akanifundise khona kuyilokho esikulindele.
I don't know my children can speak like that. Seems to have a loud voice like mine.
We like Auntie Ncamsile.
Senesikhathi sebenze ubesebenzele umfowethu.
It's been a long time. I used to work for my brother.
And then lapho uNkulunkulu enthatha umfowethu.
When God took my brother,
wabuya wabamba ikhaya. Nalokho siyabonga, sibonga kakhulu. Impilo yakho uNkulunkulu akubusise, abusise nengane zakho.
Then he came to help our parents. May the Lord bless her and bless his her children.
Ngiyanibingelela egameni lika Nkosi yethu Jesu.
I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngiyabonga ukuthola leli thuba.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Ukuthi ngikhulumele ibandla lasefaye noma ngimncane phela kona.
And I'll speak on behalf of the congregation at Efaya, even though I'm the least amongst them.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngobaba wasefaye.
We thank the Lord so much for Uncle Hogart.
Ubaba wasefaye ube ubaba onothando.
Uncle Hogart was really like a loving father.
Futhi izinto eziningi besihlelelo yena noma kuthiwa sohamba yena obekwazi ukusihlelela.
Whenever we needed to do something, maybe we had to go somewhere, he would make all the arrangements.
Futhi ubekwazi ukuthi mhlambe mangabe ene kukhona ogulayo umezwile ekwazi ukuthi emhambele.
And whenever you would hear that somebody is unwell, he'd always go and visit the sick.
Ngakhulu ubengakhethi ukuthi ibandla lelo noma nje ofikile ozocela usizo abawomakhelwane efaye bayamazi kakhulu.
And in the area there to fire, it didn't matter whether the person was a congregation member or not. Whoever needed help, even of the neighbors, would always be ready to lend a helping hand.
Ubengagcinike lapho uma udinga ukuya kasiza abantu ubekwazi ukuthi ekhambise khona.
And it didn't end there. When we needed to come to the mission, he'd always arrange transport for us. And he didn't expect anything in return. So as the congregation, we have really and truly been bereaved. And we remember how Uncle Hogart always worked together with his two sons, and then the Lord came and took the one son, and now only one is left.
And
now we trust and hope that his remaining son will take the place of the father, and that we'd be able to come to him with all our needs and requests.
Ngicela ukubonga ke kulolo hlangothi bese ngizoyiphathiswa indawo embili kwasethiwa ngizokhulumela egameni labasebenzi futhi.
So thank you that I could share those words. And then I was also asked to say something on behalf of the workers.
Ubaba wasefaye ke ngimazi ngisasebenza nami nje plazini.
I remember Uncle Hogart when I was still working on the farm.
And
that I know this gospel of that we've heard and that we've been taught here at Kwasiza Bantu is because of him, because he'd use every opportunity to bring the gospel to us.
And
always, if he would come back from the mission, he'd come and share with us what he had met up with and what he had heard. I remember when AIDS became known or started. We at the farm, we had already been pre-warned about it even before it became known in our area. Because Uncle Hogart came and he warned us and told us about it.
And
when you share the gospel with us, you didn't look at the time and see how long it took. Maybe time of the work, he would just share with us whatever was on his heart. So we thank the Lord so much for him. Indeed, we can say, here in front of us lies a hero. Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu, Ntombile. Uncle Russ and Auntie Margo, maybe you can come and sing for us. Mom had asked them to sing, So we'll give them an opportunity. You can see the verse that is written, Lord, abide with us. This we found on a table at home, written this verse. And it's so relevant to us who are staying behind. Lord, abide with us. It's getting evening. It's getting very, very dark.
Thank you.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain.
But I think by the two songs you understand where my father found peace and where he held on to, and that was the cross.
The cross
for him was more important than any person, anything in this world.
Isiphambano kuye besiyigugu sibalulekile
kunakho konke okukhona emhlabeni.
Now next, who will ask to speak?
Sizocela olandelayo azokhuluma.
She's got many different names.
Namagama amaningi.
Good. Auntie, she's called Ma, she's called Madube, she's called Aunt Wam. She's got many different names because we love her.
Namagama amaningi, Auntie, Aunt Mkulu, Madube, Aunt Wam. Ngoba siyamthanda ke simbiza noma ngayiphi indlela esimbiza ngayo.
Friends, these are our friends.
Hlobo laba bangabangani
bethu. My, she used to tell me that because my mum had only one daughter, my mum would sew for her daughter and sew then for her also. Always she would receive a dress from my mother.
U-Aunt Ubezo ngitshela njalo ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi uma wayebusiswe ngendodakazi eyodwa, njalo uma ezokwenza into noma ethunga into endodakazi yakhe, ubezothunga
thingene. Ngiyabona ukuthi umuntu wasekhaya ngqo 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 endulu futhi. That's why ngimbize ngithi u-Aunt Wam. Anginabayo u-Aunty mina. U-Aunt Wam engimthanda kakhulu futhi. Ngimthanda ngempela. That's why asithi kwaba umuntu wasekhaya wakithi. Noma siyamcela ukuthi naye abeka kubekayo. Siyacela.
Siyabonga lolu suku uNkulunkulu athande sihlangane la.
We thank the Lord for this day that he has seen fit that we should meet on this day.
Kushushu lolu suku ubelibhalile ukuthi sizohlangana.
This day has been ordained before the times.
Noma thina emhlabeni besingazi ukuthi kusekusenzukwini zakhe zohamba.
Even though here on earth we didn't know that this was the day or the time for him to leave.
Ma uhambile ubaba. Wena usuzosuka ufike lapho yena ekhona kodwa angeke asuke yena ezikwe.
Tante Inge, Uncle Horgat has left us, has left you, and he won't come back to you, but you will go to meet him.
Futhi ke bantu bakaJosteni, ey ngabajola kakhulu kusekhona umkhulu. Bekukhona umkhulu baba kababa lohambile.
Now I know the family from long ago when Umyan was still alive, who is the father of Uncle Hogarth, who's passed away.
Umalo, ube ngakwazi ukuthungela uKarini ingubo engangithungelanga mina.
And I remember Tante Inge wouldn't ever make a dress for Karen, her daughter, without making a dress for me as well.
Ngoba angakufihli la ngiqhamuka khona bengizalwe isidakwa.
Now I don't want to hide it. I came from a family where my father was a drunkard.
Singenalutho.
And we had nothing.
Ngelinye ilanga sisefire ngino 10 years.
One day I was at the farm at a fire. I was 10 years old.
Siphumile inkonzo.
And the service had come out.
Kukhona uma uzomkhumbula Hebron.
And then Tante Inge will remember Hebron.
Wasiqoqa sonke ingane iphuthumani ingane ngithunyiwe wozani sondelane.
And he said, all you children, come together now quickly. I've been sent to you.
Oh. Kuthiwa.
Oh, what's the message?
Wathi bayakhala abantu bala. Ubaba Hogarth noTante Inge nomkhulu nogogo bathi hawu ingane ayikhululekile aziwadla ama orange hamba nokha ama orange.
And he said, the people here on the farm, that's including Uncle Jan, Uncle Hogarth and Tana Inge, they all are so sad that the children aren't free here and they're not so at home. So they need to go and get oranges. Go and pick oranges.
65, 66 in the
That was in the year 65,
66.
But now, so we went and we picked oranges to our liking. In the meantime, he was lying.
And
so the people came and said, why are the children stealing oranges? So we said, no, the mothers from here on the farm, they feel very troubled about us. So they said, well, we can't do anything about it anymore. Those oranges that you've already picked, just go and eat them. And so I, being the daughter of a drunkard, I said, well, these people are truly believers if they behave like that, because my dad was still giving me a thrashing and a hiding at that time. Now I'm touched here by this verse, which is our theme verse for this service. It's on these pamphlets, Luke 24:29. Jesus was passing by. He wasn't coming to this home. He was on his way passing by. And the disciples saw him. And they urged him to abide with him. So I'd be so happy, Tante Inge, and the children and grandchildren, the family. Jesus came and he was passing by. He came to fetch Uncle Hogarth. And now if you would plead with him and urge him to abide with you.
Agekho ubaba ukhona isikhala esizovuleka kodwa uma nimemile hlala nami inkosi.
Now we are going to experience a cold wind. There'll be a gap because Uncle Hogarth is no longer there. But if you'd only urge the Lord Jesus to abide with you.
Uma kuvela izinto ezinhle enizinibusisayo izokhumbula ubaba.
And when there are good things that bless you, that you remember Uncle Hogarth. And when you meet up with difficulties and challenges, that you remember Uncle Hogarth.
Now,
I'm speaking to you from personal experience because my parents are no longer alive. When I meet up with good things, and I would think, what would my father have said? What would my mother have said about it? So, on behalf of the workers, the co-workers, together with Baba, preaching the gospel, we want to comfort you and say, be comforted. And we ourselves comfort ourselves.
Ngoba asizazi ukuthi ubani olandelayo.
For we do not know who is the next one.
Impela uqala kwami nje ngithole ivangeli leli likaBaba. Ibona omkhulu laba engahlangana nabo.
And when I received this gospel from Baba, then I would look at the grandfathers and to the grandfathers.
Manje kwangathi kancane kancane bayasishiya. Bayasishiya.
Now little by little, they are passing away and passing on one by one.
Kanti abantu abadala ibona abaphethe umsoco.
But the older people, they are the ones that hold the crux of the matter.
Ngiyadabuka nje nganina basha. Inhliziyo yami ayisuki kubantu abasha.
I just feel sorry for you young people.
Anizazanga izinto ezinhle.
You don't know good things.
Nifike sekukhona amakhompyutha, kukhona amaradio.
You've just came in modern times when there are computers and radios. Those are the things, the technological things that you understand. Now with us, those things didn't exist.
All we
knew was about the gospel that came to us, this gospel that changed things and transformed things and brought things together which would otherwise never be able to be brought together.
65-66 kwakuyisikhathi esinzima sobandlululo umuntu omnyama emnyama omhlophe emhlophe.
65-66, that was at the height of apartheid. When a black person was a black person, they were with themselves, and a white was a white, and they stayed with themselves.
Angizange ngizwe inkinga mina ukuthi sengihleli ngiphathwa sengiphethwe kabi abamhlophe. Bekumnandi, bengathi ngisekhaya nje mengisefana.
Now, I never experienced that I was oppressed by whites when I was there at a fire with the whites. I felt quite at home.
Andre, ubaba kaseko.
Andre, Baba, your father is no longer there.
Wena nanguma.
Now, you remain with your mother.
Angakhaliso wena.
May she not cry any tears because of you.
Iba isibusiso.
Be a blessing.
Qoka icathulo zika baba.
Now you need to wear your father's shoes.
Sikude thina uDave ulaka siza abantu kanye nathi. Nami ebebengibiza ngathi ngiyindodakazi ngila kasiza abantu.
We are far away. Dietmar is here on the mission. I too, who is called like a daughter in the family, I'm also here.
Ukarini ula ushatile akakwazi ukushiya nendoda.
Karen is here, she's married, she can't leave her husband.
Kodwa uma kuyoba mhlungu uma yena ihluleke kuye ezulwini evinjwe wena Andre.
But it would be so sad, it would be absolutely heartbreaking, Andre, if your mother would be prevented from going to heaven because of you.
Bazukulu nina enhlezi naye ugogo.
And you grandchildren who live with your grandmother.
Ugogo angasizwa isizungu.
May she not experience that loneliness or emptiness.
Lolu thando benilupho umkhulu luhlanganiseni ke manje lizokuzala kugogo kube kuthu kuhlangane.
Now the love which you used to show to your grandfather and to your grandmother, that you can now all concentrate all of that love on your grandmother. For days are going on and every day is different.
UJesu wayengaqondile ukuzohlala la kubafundi. Wayedlula lisitshela lokho iBhayibheli.
Jesus didn't intend to stay with those disciples. He was making as if he was moving on.
Kodwa uJesu abafundi uma bembona bathi Jesu hlala nathi.
But when these disciples saw him, they urged him, Lord, abide with us.
Ukuqula uJesu enze eze kuwe ngesikhathi uzushaya umoya sondeza yena ngoba umuntu yinto engathembekile umuntu unje namhlanje kusasa usuyinkinga.
And so that changed the direction that the Lord Jesus was going. And so if you experience that gap, that emptiness, urge the Lord to abide with you that he may be there and fill that gap, because you cannot rely on man. Today is like this, tomorrow is like that.
Futhi ngikholwa ukuthi khona lapha efaya egantsheni la khona lizoqhubeka njengoba liqhubeke ekhona ubaba.
And I believe there at the congregation at the fire, you will continue on as before, as while Uncle Hogarth was still there.
Ngicela ukuthi ngisho ngithi ma sibonile umphathi ubaba kahle.
I want to say to Inga, we've seen the way in which you really treated Uncle Hogarth so well.
Enganeni zakho nakumzukulu kuyoba benza okwabo uma bephatha amadoda abo noma bephatha umakoti babo ngendlela engalungile ngoba nibe isibonelo.
And then your children and your grandchildren, they will treat their husbands and their wives in the way that they see from your example.
UNkulunkulu abe nathi ibandla lonke amehlo ethu sibuke njalo sifocus nje lapha yanangu Jesu dlula.
So may we as a congregation all focus our eyes on the Lord Jesus, on the Lord, there he is passing by.
Ukuthi abantu bathini? Usimani bani sesangene wathini? Ungazenzi uhlanya wena, yena uyiphathele ukusangana.
And whatever people may say, however people may go off their minds and do insane things, you keep your sanity.
Imini manje.
It's daytime now.
Kodwa ubusuku buyeza.
But the evening is coming.
Ungafika namhlanje.
It may come today.
Kusasa kusethu sibanibani akasekho.
Tomorrow we may hear so and so is no longer with us.
Kodwa uma simcelile sihlala nathi Jesu yonke into iyoba lula.
But if we urge the Lord to abide with us and he is with us, everything will be easy.
Ukulibala ukuthi usibanibani usengithukile noma usibanibani usethene noma usethe musa ukumthathela izono zakhe yena uzothwala lamacala akhe.
Now don't be taken up by anybody who maybe speaks evil of you or says this or the next thing about you or to you. Don't be distracted by that. That person has to carry the load of their own sin. Those people, they'll have to give an account who have spoken those things.
Asingadidiki. Jesu uhlala nami ukuba ngibusiseke usuku nosuku.
But may we not become confused, but may we urge the Lord and say, Lord, remain and abide with thee day by day. Thank you.
Sibonga kakhulu Madube.
Thank you very much to Madube.
Sibonga ngempilo yakhe.
And we thank her for her life.
Mhlamba abanye abazi.
Maybe some of you, they don't know.
Yabona ma uye ekhaya kithi.
If you go to my home,
ungaqala usiza abantu.
Before siza abantu started,
uzobona ube usiza abantu ube sekhaya.
You'll see siza abantu as at home.
Ma uthanda hambuke bacela abadala.
If you like, you can go and ask the older people.
Ngoba kwathathwa izindlu zenkuku zashintshwa kwakho indlu yesonto kwazakha izindlu zokulala.
They changed a chicken place where they kept chickens. They renovated that and make to the sleeping place. And
lezi nsuku sachazwa kwabantu ukuthi indlu noma ikamela kabamfundisi nali baba belala la efika njalo.
So we showed to other people who visited us that we showed them the bedroom where Baba Mfundis used to sleep to.
Gitinage sibone kwaba inhlanhla leso sikhathi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wabona ukuthi kufanele ungena la kulumuzi ngabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu bebonani kwabadala bethu.
For us, we took it as a privilege that a man of God can choose to come into our house and stay with us.
Manje sengizomnika ke ithuba maye ngubane that you can just pass on the message from Shenge.
Sesocela ukushiyela kubaba uMaye ngubane ukuba adlulise lokho akakuphathisi.
For us it's such a privilege that they have come.
Kuthina kuyinhlanhla ukuthi bakwazi
ukuba kumele. I didn't expect it.
Besingazange silindele.
But from bottom of our hearts, will you pass on our thanks?
Kodwa ekujuleni kwenhliziyo zethu sicela nesidlulisele ukubonga kwethu.
May God bless you and bless him.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu anganibusisa abusise
nami. He's 93 years old.
Sekhulile uneminyaka ye 93.
But still that he saw it fit to send somebody to visit us.
Kodwa ukuba akubone kufanelekile ukuba sithumelele ozozodlulisa umbiko kithina sithokoza kakhulu.
Sithokoza ngene indlela.
Siyathokoza. Ngiyabonga. Thiwa sikakazwakali sicula, cela ke sicule sifake amandla ethu onke.
Let us sing together, he says.
Ngingumfokazi lapha emhlabeni, ngifuna izulu. No mikacha zo, no mikacha zo, ise tele ni gopumele. Use tele ni, etuze nami, epeganja, jalo goha. Sana segufe ni angigeni
ngiyabonga ngifisa ukuba sithathele lithuba sibingelele kubaphathi bohlelo.
I use the opportunity to greet the program directors.
Sibingelele kakhulu umndeni.
And we greet the Justin family in our midst. And all the relatives. And Mtwana, we see Okona.
Ndlunkulu. Umshana, Mtwana, Rapindangene, Mtwana Uzola.
Is a cousin, Mtwana Zola, cousin from Mtwana Okapindangene.
Inkosi yakwa Majozi.
Inkosi from the Majozi tribe.
Induna Enkulu yakwa Mpumuza, Induna Ntombela.
And Induna Ntombela is here.
Abaholi bonke bebandla lakithi lapha emission kwaseZabantu.
And all the leaders of the congregation here at Kwasizabantu. Reverend Stegan, in his absence from us here.
Awu ngathini angizile ukuzokhuluma njoba ngizwile ngesiZulu ngeke ngisisho sisomkhulu uyasazi ma usuphathiswe umuntu omdala okwakho kuhlala eceleni.
Now you know that I've been sent to pass on a message, so we know that if you've been sent with a message, you've got to put whatever you wanted to say to the side.
Kuphela into eyodwa engayisho eshiwo umfowethu Malume.
But only one thing which I'd like to say, which Malume referred to, Dietmar.
Linda, we be ihlat.
This place here was just a forest.
Mark figure a machine. Sabona umhlola, sabona abamhlophe beshayela ogandaganda bebulala ihlahla.
And when the mission started here, we saw something amazing happening. We saw white men coming, and with their tractors and their machinery, they flattened this wattle forest that was here. Now, can you guess who was driving those machines?
Ubaba wabo.
It was their father.
Sabona insizwa zasemthunzini zisebenza ilandu simende kwakhiwa izindlu la ekhaya.
And we saw the young men from Tunzini, they were also busy with the cement, with the building, the construction, working hard.
Asibonanga lento esho usiso omkhulu noma baye bathu anti omkhulu, asibonanga omhlophe, asibonanga omnyama ompisholo noma onsundu, sabona besebenza bonke isebenzi. Ngaleso sikhathi ngicabanga ukuthi bebengakabibona ngisho abefundisi abaningi. Bonke sababona kodwa besebenza, benza yonke imisebenzi, sabona umhlola.
And as Antomkhulu also said, we didn't see white or black amongst them. We just saw everybody joining together, working very hard and doing what had to be done.
Today I'm here representing or sent by His Excellency the Prince of Kwaphindangene, accompanying the daughter-in-law, Princess, as I've indicated, Princess who's married to his son, the eldest son, Tutuwe Sizwe.
Namhlanje ngithunyiwe njengoba benzwile ithunywa uyena umntwana wakaphindangene futhi ngiphelezelwe umntwana okhona phakathi kwethu.
It's amazing because with her there is a prince, that son of his sister, Prince Zola, who is Mtuana's PA. Lo olapha uzalwa udadewabo umntwana. Yena umntwana uZola. Kodwa kuyena kunomlando omkhulu owashiwa uma wakhe ethumela kumntwana wakaphindangene ethunywa abaholi abakhulu bakakhongolose. Kuyisibusiso sokuthina ngoba sinezinto ezibambekayo ezinye, kodwa ngikho lapho namhlanje sizocela ukuba shitshane nomfowethu ngoba sifuna abasebenzi nabo bonke abanye bezwe ukuthi uthini umntwana wakaphindangene. Saze sabuka iminyaka awu engathi iyafana nabo neyomntwana.
Now when we will just help each other to pass on this message in the two languages, but if I look at the age and the date of their birth, they are very similar in age, Prince Buthelezi and Uncle Hogart.
Friends, as you gather to pay your last respects to a great servant of the Lord, I want to encourage your broken hearts with three scriptures.
Bahlobo bami, njengoba nibuthene ukuzohlonipha okugcina lengcwe enkulu yenkosi, ngifisa ukuthoba amanxeba ezinhliziyo zenu ngiqinise idolo ngale mibhalo emithathu.
The first is Psalm 50 verse 15.
Eyokuqala mahubo amashumi amahlanu iverse leshumi nanhlanu.
Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me.
Ngibize ngosuku lenhlupheko ngiyakukhula wena uyakungidumisa.
The second is John 1 verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Elesibili encwadini ngokaJohane 1 verse 5. Ukukhanya kukhanya bumnyameni, kepha ubumnyama abukwamukelanga.
Finally, Jeremiah 17 verses 7 and 8. I will bless the person who puts his trust in me. He is like a tree growing near a stream and sending out roots to the water. It is not afraid when hot weather comes, because its leaves stay green. It has no worries when there is no rain. It keeps on bearing fruit.
Elokugcina litholakala encwadini kaJeremiah 17 amavesi kusukela ivesi lesikhombisa no 8. Ubusisiwe umuntu othemba kuJehova, nothemba lakhe linguJehova, ngokuba uyakuba njengomuntu otshalwe ngasemanzini, ozenabisa izimpande zawo ngasemfuleni, ungesabi lapho kufika ukushisa, amaqabunga awo abelihlaza, angabi naluvalo ngomnyaka wesigagadu, anganqamuki ukuthela izithelo.
These verses come to my mind as I send you my deepest condolences on the passing of Mr. Juste. When Dietmar came to tell me the sad news, I felt real pain for him and his wife and for all the family, in part because I could not be present today to share this moment, but more so because I have great admiration and affection for Mr. Justin, and I wished that he could be spared from grief.
Lawa ngamavesi afike emqondweni wami njengoba ngidlulisa induduzo yami ejulileyo ngokwedlula kukamnumzane uJustin. Ngenkathi uDietmar efika ukuzongazisa lezi ndaba ezibuhlungu, ngizwe ngimdabukela kakhulu nonkosikazi wakhe kanye nomndeni wonke, ikakhulukazi njengoba ngingakwazi ukuba kanye nani namhlanje ukuzotholisana nani kulo mzuzu. Kepha ngaphezu kwakho konke, ngenxa yokuthi ngimazisa kakhulu nangendlela ebengimteketisa ngayo umnumzane uJustin, ngiyafisa ukuba angawuzwa lo munyu.
Cishe eminyakeni emithathu edlule, salilela ukudlula komfowabo uPhilip. Namanje umndeni usuphinde washabadelwa ileli gagasi lomunyu. Kepha njengoba ngakhumbuza umnumzane Justin, ngenkathi sibeka endaweni yokugcina uPhilip, angena sihlale singabi nayo induduzo. Angeke sihlale singabi nayo induduzo kule mizuzu yemijunju. Sithokoza uSomandla ngomusa wakhe ongachazekiyo.
Little more than 3 years ago, we grieved the loss of his brother Philip, and now the family is taken again by the wave of grief. But as I reminded Mr. Houston, when Philip was laid to rest, we are not without comfort in these painful moments. Thank God Almighty for his remarkable grace.
I have seen the genuine faith that resides in Mr. Justin's heart, and I know that even in this time of loss, he will stay green. He will keep on bearing fruit. Mr. and Mrs. Justin have been dear friends for years, having opened their home to one of my grandchildren to live with them for some time. More recently, Mr. Justin has come alongside my daughter-in-law, as she not only revived my late wife's vegetable gardens, but transformed Mkopindangen into an extraordinary productive farm.
Sengike ngakubona ukholwa kweqiniso okuzinze enhlizweni kaMnumzane Justin. Na ngiyakuqonda futhi ukuthi nangalesi sikhathi sokulahlekelwa uyohlale engabuni elokhu echicima izithelo. UMnumzane nonkosikazi uJustin babengabangani bami, abamnene beminyaka eminingi silokhu sisondelene bamukele ngezandla zimhlophe omunye wabazukulu bami ukuba azohlala nabo isikhathi nje esikhathini esifushane sedlule umnumzane uJustin wasukuma wabambisana namalukazane wami njengoba angagcinanga nje ngesivande semfino kepha guqule ngomfutho igceke lakwaphinda ngene walenza isimangaliso sento yamehlo la iplazi elikhiqizayo.
It has been a blessing to have Justins in our lives. As friends, we share both their joys and their sorrows. Today, therefore, I've asked the Reverend Petros Ngubane, the Mayor of Mzinyathi, to bring you my words of sympathy. He is part of KwaSizabantu family and part of my own family too.
Kube isibusiso ezimpilweni zethu ukwazana nomndeni wakwaJustin. Njengabangani siba nabo ezikhathini zemizuzu yosizi kanye nezenjabulo. Ngakho namuhla ngicela umfundisi Petrus Ngubane umhlonishwe imeya yaseMzinyathi ukuba azokwethula amazwi ami okudabuka. Uyingxenye yomndeni yakwaSizabantu kanye nengxenye umndeni wami uQobo.
Bengazi ukuthi kuzokhuluma nangamagama ami. Kodwa ngiyafisa ukuthi ngiphantshwethe kancane inkulumo yomntwana. Hawu, antomkhulu, sisomkhulu nebandla lonke. Hawu, lensizwa yakaJustin umalume njobesha umntwana wakaphindangene. Hawu, usenza ukuba sibe nucleus nemission. Sangathi yena uyi ambassador yemission. Sahamba naye indawo eyiningi. Bangihlekisa kabi abantu sikwanye indawo kamiyezwayo emngcwabeni. Bathi nanga umfundisi uStekini simbone ngamehlo ekhuluma namhlanje.
And now I didn't expect umntwana wakaphindangene Prince Buthelezi to refer to me in his speech, but as he's done so, let me just also just interject a few words and saying, Antumkulu and Mr. Houston, really, if I can speak of Dietmar, he's really been an ambassador of the mission and of the gospel and really making us to feel a part of it, not that we feel separated. I was once with him at a funeral, and then I actually smiled when I heard people saying, we saw Reverend Stegen with our own eyes. He was there, referring to Dietmar.
I thought,
let me just mention that in passing.
Kule mnyaka enguyo, njoba ngishutilisana nemiphumela yokukhathala ngenxa yokuhabula ubhubhane lwe-COVID, angikwazi ukuba khona lapho siqu sami. Kepha ngikhona lapho ngomoya, njengoba nisenhliziyweni yami kanye semthandazweni yami.
At my age, as I battle the long-term fatigue of a recent COVID infection, I cannot be there in person, but I am there in spirit, for my heart and my prayers are with you.
Imthandazo yami iphinde ibe nomngani wethu umfundisi Elo Stegen. Njengoba naye nje esikhathini esifushane esedlule ubezabalaza ngempilo ethanda kuba buthaka, ngiyazi ukuthi angedwa obekhathazeke ngomfundisi uStegen. Uyathokozisa ukwazi ukuthi usephindele kwaSizabantu, okuyindawo eyisizinda senhliziyo yomndeni wakhe. Sengathi uSomandla ngamqinisa umfundisi uStegen.
My prayers are also with our friend, the Reverend Erlo Stegen, who himself has struggled with ill health recently. I know that I'm not alone in having worried about the Reverend Stegen. It is good to know that he is back at KwaSizabantu, in the heart of his family. May the Lord strengthen him.
Ngifisela umnumzane Justin amandla onyamazelela futhi njengoba ehamba esigodini sokulahlekelwa ududuza ngendlela ejulileyo ukuqonda ukuthi unezingxabo ezijulile kuKristu. Nakuba elila sengathi amandla akhe angaba ubhaqa nekombandlela kulabo abangaphesheya abantanta emfuleni nabakhe ukukhanya nabakhe umkhanya uma bebona yena eduduzeka nabo bengamthungatha lona oduduza umnumzane Justine.
I wish Mr. Dietmar Houston enduring strength too as he walks through the valley of loss. It is deeply comforting to know that he is planted firmly in Christ. Even as he grieves, may his strength be a lighthouse to those who are adrift and watching. When they see him comforted, may they too seek the one who comforts him.
Mhlobo wami, uSomandla uzokuhlenga futhi uzakumdumisa yena. Njengoba nilahlekelwe ngubaba wenyama walapha emhlabeni, usekhona futhi usamile uyise wenu osezulwini.
The Lord will deliver you, my friend, and you shall glorify him. While you have lost an earthly father, your heavenly father remains.
The Lord will deliver you, my friend, and you shall glorify him. While you have lost an earthly father, your heavenly father remains. What did you say? Oh, I'm sorry, this different here. Egameni lawo wonke umndeni wami ngothi lwawo ngidlulisa amazwi ami enduduzo ejulileyo.
On behalf of my entire family, I offer my deepest condolences.
Bazalwane.
Brethren.
Lo mntwana okaYustini uthwele nzima. Mina njengoba eshila umntwana ukuthi ngumhlobo walapha ekhaya, ngazi konke ngoba ngikhulele lapha ekhaya. Sukuma uze lapha mfowethu Dietmar.
Now, I know this mission very well and I've been intimately integrated with this mission right since its inception.
Akekho umuntu owazondwa njengalengane kaJustine.
Nobody was hated as much as this child of the Houston family.
Ngoba imele iqiniso imele le mishini. Angisho ukuthi bonke abafowethu abekho kodwa kuba bonke akekho owazondwa njengaye.
Nobody was hated as he was because he stood for the mission and the gospel. I don't say his brothers didn't do anything, but he stood out.
Kulesi sikhathi lapho ubaba wakhe hamba.
When his father passed away,
lonke ibandla njengoba eshila uAntomkhulu usise omkhulu.
As Antomkhulu mentioned, the whole congregation.
Singagudluki thina basha.
May we, younger people, not go astray.
Sikhumbula emsebenzi yabantu abadala.
May we not be moved. May we remember the works of those who've gone before.
Laba bantu engathi basekela ubaba umfundisi njengoba kuthi kaGideoni kaJehova.
And those who stood and strengthened Reverend Stegan and supported him, just like it was said of Gideon, that they shout for Gideon and for the Lord.
Baphakamisa ingalo zabo.
And they held their arms up.
Engathi nonke nabakhwenyana basekhona la nehlobo ekhona nebandla lonke lifikile ningakhohlwa imisebenzi yabantu abadala.
So all of you who are here, the sons-in-law, members of the congregation, do not forget the ways that these older people have gone before have shown us.
Siyabonga kakhulu amazo mntwana uthando lwakhe ngibona ukuthi omunye waletha lesa sihlalo noma engeke ukhona nasi sihlalo sakhe basibekela ukuthi ukhona ke ngomoya nesihlalo sakhe besikhona inkosi nibusise nikhonze kubaba umfundisi nithi siyamthanda ngoba wasakhela umndeni omkhulu.
So we see also through this address of his honorable Prince Buthelezi his love for the mission and his love for you, even though he couldn't be here physically, but I see there is his chair. So indeed, as he said, he's here in spirit. It's really like that. He would have sat on that chair if he was here. And we want to say to all of you and to Reverend Stegan, we truly love you.
Nishisilo samabandu wabesiphila mhlambe besothumela nasi indlunkulu ukuthi ize la noma omunye wabantu abaso afike la ngoba makuwa imithe emdala akekho umuntu onganyakazi.
And you know, if these tall trees, these trees that have stood for so long, if they fall, it doesn't leave anybody unshaken.
Even His Majesty would have, if he was there, he was going to send his person to represent him here to express his sympathy and also empathy because of the wonderful work that we are doing. Please I beg you. I beg you today at this very serious and important occasion where the older generation is leaving us. Amen. I don't know, I've got no words. Not enough. Because my tears rolled down at times. I send my prayers to him. I send my songs to him. And also to convey to Babu Mfundisi all the time. Because wherever I am, even if you don't see me in the mission, Ntwana Kapindangene said, I must represent him here and all other people here to see to it that this mission is kept and also moving without being disturbed by any other people or ulterior motive they might have. So I said to him, let us work hard because we are there now. It's not only that the fathers are leaving us, we are the fathers. We have to try and work very hard to strengthen other people out there, to show them that this is a place which Mtwana calls a jewel. Because nowhere in Africa, in South Africa, and elsewhere will you find such a place. That is his word, which rings in my mind all the time when I think about the mission. He will say, please, go Mbovu, born with a mission, ivikelekile, a mission iphephile, akekho umuntu ozo chitha leyo mission. Inkosi nibusise.
Thank you.
To Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi.
Sithokoza kakhulu umntwana kaPhindange.
We don't know and have no words to say, even a reply to what he said.
Asinawo amazwi anele futhi asazi ukuthi singaphendula sithini.
But I'd like you to pass on this to him. From my heart. I give the message to you. As I've got no more a father, he'll be my father. May God bless him and keep him. Thank you very much. Good. Now we'll ask the Kwasi Dabantu choir to sing. We're finished. And then after that, God's servant will bring us God's word. It's taken, God wanted it to work out like this, and that's how I accept it. It's a wonderful time. And my dad wouldn't have wanted less.
Thank
you for everything that was said up to now.
Mbovu, thank you very much. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Ikwayizo cula amaculo amabili elokuqala elesijalimane iculo amazwi acashunwe encwadini yokugcina eBhayibhelini isambulo isahluko samashumi amabili nanye lakufundeka khona kanjena izulu elisha nomhlaba omusha ngase ngibona izulu elisha nomhlaba omusha ngokuba izulu lokuqala nomhlaba wokuqala kudlulile nolwandle alusekho ngabona umuzi ongcwele iJerusalema elisha wehle uvele ezulwini kuNkulunkulu ulungisiwe njengomlobokazi ohlotshisiwe sele umnyeni wakhe ngase ngizwe izwi elikhulu livele esihlalweni sobukhosi lithi bheka ithebanakele likaNkulunkulu likubantu uyakuhlala nabo babe ngabantu bakhe yena abe nguNkulunkulu wabo aze sisule izinyembe zonke emehlweni abo nokufa kusayiba khona nokudabuka nokukhala nobuhlungu akusayiba khona ngokuba okokuqala kudlulile.
We will sing a German song taken out of Revelations. John speaking, testifying that I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the former had passed away, and I heard a voice that cried out, and I make all things new. The old will pass away, and he will give to the one who is thirsty. the water of life, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more crying or weeping or sorrow, because all is new.
Then Mea ungubane inhlungulo yonke sengihambele phambili ume ungubane angiselo luthingtintle izinto zonke ngokubaleka kwaso.
Honorable Mayor and also Royal Family, you actually went before me and said something which I was going to say, but now I don't need to say that any longer.
Namakhosi onke asendlunkulu neyinkosi enye ekhohlakele yakwaDube ngapha kwaDubusa Steng.
And also to all the Amakhosi, also the Nkosi Dube who is there at Stanger.
Uma ngingasho ngithi ukuhlonipha ngoba khona igama engalibiza ngoba ngabe sengibiza umntwana.
And there's a name that I shouldn't say, because if I would say that name, then I would say the name of Prince Buthelezi.
Asiphelele sonke njengoba nisibona sibe ngaka abaqhamuka ngeyindawo lapho kunamabandla ethu khona. Ngabe kugcwele kuyachichima la, kodwa ngokumthetho obekiwe uhulumeni kuthiwa isibala sibe ngaka.
So we can't all be present here. We've got all the different congregations and they couldn't all come, and all of them because of certain regulations that we still have.
Ubaba oka Justin kade ngithola ngonyaka odlule ukuthi siyaphambuka uma sithi Justin, fanele sithi Justin.
Now I heard last year that actually we shouldn't refer to Mr. Houston as Mr.
Mea ungubane inhlungulo yonke sengihambele phambili ume ungubane angiselo luthingtintle izindlu zonke ngokubaleka kwaso.
Honorable Mayor and also Royal Family, you actually went before me and said something which I was going to say, but now I don't need to say that any longer.
Namakhosi onke asendlunkulu neyinkosi enye ekhohlakele yakwaDube ngapha kwaDubusa Steng.
And also to all the Amakhosi, also the Nkosi Dube who is there at Stanger.
Uma ngingasho ngithi ukuhlonipha ngoba khona igama engalibiza ngoba ngabe sengibiza umntwana.
And there's a name that I shouldn't say, because if I would say that name, then I would say the name of Prince Buthelezi.
Asiphelele sonke njengoba nisibona sibe ngaka abaqhamuka ngeyindawo lapho kunamabandla ethu khona. Ngabe kugcwele kuyachichima la, kodwa ngokumthetho obekiwe uhulumeni kuthiwa isibala sibe ngaka.
So we can't all be present here. We've got all the different congregations and they couldn't all come, and all of them because of certain regulations that we still have.
Ubaba oka Justin kade ngithola ngonyaka odlule ukuthi siyaphambuka uma sithi Justin, fanele sithi Justin.
Now I heard last year that actually we shouldn't refer to Mr. Houston as Mr. Justin, that it's actually not the correct pronunciation.
Ngakhona isixolele yonke le minyaka besithi masinibiza sithi Justin and ufanele sithi Houston, ngoba okhokho benu baqha kakhulu umkhokho benu baqhamuka phesheya eNetherlands.
And so please forgive us, all along we've always been referring to him as Baba Justin. We should have been saying Houston because their forefathers come from the Netherlands.
Ngathi umnumzane uHouston uNkulunkulu umphumuzile ekhandlekeni kwakhe.
So I can only say that the Lord has given Uncle Hogarth rest from his labors.
Bengeke ngidlule lapha amasizo yakothatha inkonzo ngapha ngase eWetberg eSwayman besho bethu ubambekile kushabazukulu.
And these days when I would go past the farm there, when we would go to Swaiman to have services there or on the way back, I would go past a fire and then I would hear from his grandchildren that he's not well. One day I got there and he was really in a serious condition. So it came to my heart just to pray for him. And after I prayed, he said, "Give me a plate of porridge." And he was able to eat, and I was so happy. Another day I also went past there. And he took hold of my hand and he greeted me. And when I thought I'm taking my hand back, he held onto my hand and he continued shaking my hand. And when I thought, well, now I can remove my hand, he still held onto it. And then I said to Dietmar, whom we referred to affectionately as Malume, I said, your father is on his way home.
And
he didn't just shake my hand like that of a stranger. He shook my hand like he's shaking the hand of his son. And I said to Dietmar, it's not going to be long. Your father is on his way home. And I didn't see him again after that. Those words were fulfilled. Indeed, he then passed on.
Now,
earlier, before that day, he invited from those from Kwasizabantu and he said, please come, I want to have a braai for you.
And
I went with Mr. Khumalo. He also wanted to have a braai with his people there on the farm and those there. And then he spoke. He was given the opportunity to speak. And he said, I just want to say, these are my words with which I bid you farewell. We won't have another opportunity like this to have a braai. And we ate some meat there. And we ate so much. Eventually we just stared at it. We stared at it. It was so much. We said, how are we going to finish it? And the
workers
And those were workers on the farm. They were so happy that their boss gave them meat to eat. They enjoyed it thoroughly. But when he spoke, I realized he's truly saying goodbye.
In 1964,
I knew him already from those years, as my sister spoke. 1965, even 1964, 1966, long before or before Sizabantu came into existence, and I knew him as somebody who never uplifted himself. While his father was still alive, and he really honored his father. And I saw his humility, and I saw his respect towards his father. And I'm not surprised that God lengthened his years and his days, and he gave him 92 years on this earth. Because that's what the Bible says. Honor your father and your mother, and the Lord will increase your days on earth. Listen, you young people. It's good, young people, when you have the opportunity to honor your parents. And one day when I took a service there at Swaiman, or I went there, I heard it's his birthday. Maybe just being the day before. And I only had 100 rand in my pocket.
ikhiphe le mali umnike yona.
And it came to my heart that I should take that money and give it to him.
Asengithi manje ngoba lo 100 rand ubona kuphela Nkosi ngizokwenza njani? Manje ubona kuphela nje osephaketheni.
And I only had 100 rand. And that is what I had in my pocket. And that was the total amount of money that I had. I said, Lord, now what am I going to do if I give this 100 rand away? But I felt in my heart, give it to him. So I gave it. And he said, thank you so very much. It's the first time in my life that a black person ever gave me money. Thank you so, so much.
And he
said, you know, as long as I've lived, I've never ever experienced that a black person gave me money. He said, thank you so much. And I could also thank the Lord that I was obedient. But that 100 rand gave birth to some more money.
But I was able to get a envelope and tola.
You won't believe me. When I got back home, somebody brought me an envelope and it was said, it mustn't be said from whom it's coming. When I opened that envelope, there was
2,000
rand in
it.
And there are older fathers whom I really take my hat off and I honor them. But because I honor them so much, I won't ask them to stand up. But they've stood with Reverend Stegan through thick and thin.
Sukela ngo 1966 yonke leminyaka abakaze bemelane nomfundisi.
Right from 1966 till today, they never opposed him. When storms would come and different things and crises, they never went against him. There's Uncle Joe, if you could please stand up. And Uncle Heino.
Iboke laba okwathi noma selingahlala. Iboke laba abama kuze kube namhlanje.
There are those fathers, they have never gone against and opposed God's work. Until now, they're still standing with Reverend Stegan, supporting him and supporting us. Now, please excuse me if I speak the truth, but with those from overseas forsaking us, turning their backs on us, leaving us, and even those from our country here that maybe that started asking the question, things are going like this, is it still going the right way? They never had any doubts. They've stood with us through thick and thin. Now, I'm so grateful that there is a remnant in Europe that still stands with us. Now, I haven't been taught to say this, but it comes to
me.
Now, I want to say this. I didn't write it down. I didn't plan it. But I feel prompted to say this to uplift God's name. There are those that are saying, you know, our eyes are opening up now. Now we are back with you again. You know, there's so much deception in this world. People take their bags and they leave. They don't even know where they're going. But they felt they had to be with us and preach the word of the Lord together with us. And And I am praying for them that the Lord may open their eyes.
And
there are those that have stood with us. There's also Uncle Lionel Miller, who's passed away recently. They have stood with us through
everything.
And there's Uncle Ernie Engelbrecht. He's also standing, and he's unmoved, no matter what happens. But he doesn't look left or right. He stands with us.
Sizofunda izila elibhaliwe khona lapha yana ku Luke 24:29.
So we can read this word that we see on the screens and also on these pamphlets, Luke 24:29.
Singakalifundi icela siphinde sithandaze ngizoba mfishane isikhathi sesihambile.
Before we read it, shall we still pray? And I'm going to try and be brief. Our God, we invite you to be in our midst. May we experience your presence with us, Lord, through your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, we're
going to read this passage concerning these two disciples on their way to Emmaus.
And
as they were walking along, one of them is mentioned by name Cleopas, the other one is not mentioned. And as they were walking along, they were chatting about what had been happening. And as they were talking and chatting, all of a sudden, Jesus was there with him. And he asked them, "What are these things that you are talking about?" And he said, "Are you the only ones?" They asked him, "Are you the only one in Jerusalem who doesn't know about these things that have happened, that they've crucified Jesus?" They didn't recognize him up till that time, that this was Jesus walking with
him.
Likewise, it can be. People can be right in the midst of revival and they don't realize that it's revival. They don't see God at work. And not realizing that it's God speaking, and they spoke with Jesus, they didn't realize it's him.
Abanye bavaleka amehlo ke bengaboni ukuthi sekuNkulunkulu lo osebenza, bavaleka amehlo bese bevaleke nengqondo zabo.
Some people's eyes are closed, they're blind, their minds are darkened, they don't realize it's God speaking.
Now let's read in verse 25
when Jesus answered
him.
And he said to them, "Oh, foolish ones and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?"
Verse 28,
"So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent.'"
And
So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them.
Amehlo abo ayisevuleka babanzi wayesenyamalala kubo.
And their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he vanished from their sight.
Bathi omunye komunye inhliziyo yethu ibingavuthi yini phakathi kwethu lapho ekhuluma kithi endleleni nalapho esevula imbhalo.
They said to each other, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?
Bahlupheka bafundi bathi ngenkathi behamba nabo endleleni inhliziyo yabo ibingavuthi yini.
These troubled disciples, as they were walking along and as Jesus spoke to them, they say, did not our hearts burn within us?
Yabona uma inhliziyo yakhe ingavuthi, ingamvutheli uNkulunkulu, ngeke ubone ukuthi ukusebenza kaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu lo okhulumayo.
And if your heart doesn't burn within you when God is at work, you will not recognize the work of God.
Noma ungahamba noJesu, uma amehle ngawavulile, ngeke uzuqonde ukuthi ukusebenza kaNkulunkulu lokho.
And even though you're walking with Jesus himself, if your eyes have not been opened, you will not recognize this is God at work.
Uzombona njengomuntu nje, umuntu noma eshumela uzobona ukuthi kushumela umuntu, mhlawumbe ushumela onsundu namhlanje ubone yena kuphela. Kodwa ungeze ukukhuluma ukuthi uNkulunkulu sekhuluma nawe.
And you'll only see the person, and you maybe even just see the preacher, the human being standing. You say, oh, it's a black person bringing the word today, and that's all that you see.
uNkulunkulu wasebenzisa ngisho imbongolo uJesu wagibela kuyo, wagibela kuyona imbongolo yaba utho ngalolo suku.
Jesus even rode a donkey, and the donkey was honored and became something because Jesus rode it.
uNkulunkulu angakhuluma ngomkakhe, angakhuluma ngengane, ulalelisise ukuthi uNkulunkulu noma khona uNkulunkulu.
God can speak to you through your wife, he can speak to you through a child. You need to discern and recognize, is this God speaking now or not?
Wafika kweindawo wathi ukthula makubekeni wahlephula isiko bamnika iqatha bethi spoke lithonga.
There where they thought Jesus was just like a ghost, he said, give me something to eat, and they gave him to eat.
Khona lapho wavula ingqondo, wavula namehlo, baze baqonda ukuthi kanti uJesu lo.
And that opened their eyes and their minds, they realized this is Jesus speaking.
Namhlanje sidinga ukuthi thina esibiza ngamakholwa nesingawona amakholwa uNkulunkulu avula ingqondo zethu, avula amehlo sibone ukusebenza kwaNkulunkulu.
Today we need our eyes to be open, believers and unbelievers alike, that we may recognize God and recognize his speaking.
Ngempela ngempela uNkulunkulu uyasebenza ngisho nanamhlanje nisivakashele noma niqhamuka ngaphandle nizwile nje ukuthi hayi kunomfihlo kaBaba umkhulu wethu Justin.
And indeed God is still working amongst us till this very day, and I'm saying this especially to those perhaps who are visiting us today at Mr. Houston's funeral.
Ngoba laba obaba laba engibabalayo abadala noma sineyinkonzo zobaba noma zomama noma ezabasha besilekelela kakhulu ngokulungisisa.
Because these fathers whom I mentioned, they've always helped us and stood with us when we had services with the youth, with adults, they'd always be there to help us with counseling. And they play such an important role that when they're absent, we really miss them and we feel a gap. Now I'm drawing to the close.
Nalokho esoba yikho uma sesifika ezulwini Isaiah sahluko semashumi amathathu nesihlanu Isaiah 35.
I'd like to read from Isaiah chapter 35 that speaks about what we'll meet up with.
Ukuthi mase sihambile emhlabeni siyohlangana nani.
That when we leave this world, what will we meet up with?
Wena ongakavuleka amehlo cela uNkulunkulu ukuthi akuvule amehlo avule inqini avule ingqondo yakho ukuthi ubone ukusebenza kwaNkulunkulu. Uzosizakala ukuthi akavula ingqondo yakho, avula namehlo akho, uze ubone ukusebenza kaNkulunkulu. Ngoba abanye bavale kamehlo, ababoni ukusebenza kaNkulunkulu.
You have not yet recognized God's working. Ask God to open your heart and your mind and your eyes that you may truly see and recognize the working of God.
Abasho ukuthi izinhliziyo zethu bezingavuthi yini. Bathi inhliziyo yethu.
That, Now in Zulu, it says, did not our heart burn within us? It uses the singular form, which means they were one.
Abasho inhliziyo zethu, bathi inhliziyo yethu, ngisho uJesu kuJohane 14 uthi inhliziyo yenu mayingakhathazeki. Akasho ukuthi izinhliziyo zenu mazingakhathazeki ngoba wayebazi ukuthi bamunye.
And also in John 14, the Lord says, let not your heart be troubled. He doesn't say, let not your hearts, which means he's referring to them as being united.
Njoba silana nje sinhliziyonye sizokhala sonke. Siyamkhalela umama njobe sele nje ukuthi nomndeni wonke siyawukhalela sinhliziyonye ekubakhaleleni njengebandla sonke silasimunye kuloko.
Now as a congregation we are today here one of heart in our grieving with Tante Inga and the family mourning with them at the passing of their father.
Sofunda ke ku verse 8. Isashakalombili.
Verse 8.
Kuya kuba khona umendo nendlela eyokuthiwa indlela yobungcwele ongceluleya akayokuhamba ngayo kepha iya kuba ngabantu bakhe.
And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it.
Kuthiwa khona indlela eyihighway esiyohamba ngayo uma sesiye enkosini ngesiZulu kuthiwa umendo.
Now it speaks about a highway that we will walk when we go to the Lord.
Abahambe ngobungcwele besaphila lamhlabeni bayohamba kuona lo ebungcweleni kanye nabantu bakhe bayohamba kulo ndlela ewu highway.
And those who walk the way of holiness here on earth, those who belong to him, they will walk that highway.
Kodwa ke nizweni ukuthi abangcolileyo abayikuhamba ngayo.
But it says, the unclean shall not pass over it.
Laba abantu abangayiphethe kahle banesimile esingalungile abanolaka abanenkani nabanenzondo nabanamagqubu abangadlulisi izinto abaye kuhamba ngoba banjengabangcolile phambi kaNkulunkulu.
Those who are unclean, those with anger, those with grudges, those who keep bitterness, they are like those who are unclean and they will not walk on this way.
Bese kuverse 9 lithi ke akuyi kuba khona lapho ngonyama nasilwane esihahayo esiyakukhuphukela khona lokho kuyakufunyana khona kepha abakhululiweyo bayakuhamba ngayo.
Verse 9, no lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there.
Kusho ukuthi le ndawo le iphakeme. Phila impilo efanele siphile impilo ephakeme. La kuphakeme khona ngiyasilwane. Ngeke sikwazi ukufika khona ngisho ingonyama ngeke ikwazi ukusitola isilwane ibhubesi.
So this is a highway. It's very high. It's exalted. And because it's so exalted, no ravenous beast will be found on it.
Kuyasibiza bazalwane bantwana baNkulunkulu ukuthi asiphile impilo ephakeme ngaso sonke isikhathi singaphile impilo ephansi.
And that brethren calls us, you and me, that we walk that high and exalted road and not a lowly life.
Hayi umuntu akavele akhulume nje kuwena noma inhlamba noma yini kodwa mangabe umphilele uNkulunkulu ukuthi hayi kwahleke kumina kukhulunywa kanje. uNkulunkulu akayifuni lento hayi uvela uthule nje ukhulume ngoba uphila impilo ephakeme.
And where you don't use any slanderous language or any swearing, and if anybody else speaks like that, then you rebuke them because you are on that highway.
Ilelo ke mndeni wakaJoseph nebandla lonke siduduza ngalo ukuthi sizohamba indawo ungcwele indawo ephakeme ngokomoya.
And these are the words to the Houston family that we comfort you and comfort ourselves that we will still walk on that highway of holiness.
Ngisho kuthiwa naba iziwula ngeke beduke ukuyibona le ndlela thina sindlela okumele behambe ngayo.
And it says even fools they shall not go astray. So even if you're a fool but you'll recognize this is the way.
Uma sebehamba kule ndlela abaye kuduka bayoqonda ngqo endaweni engcwele bemlandela uNkulunkulu.
They will not go astray. They will walk this way and they will go directly to the Lord.
Kuyakufunyanwa khona abakhululiwe ezonweni, abangagcilezekile ezonweni, abangahlushwa imoya emibi, abangahlushwa usathane. Ilapho bofunyana khona kuthiwa nampa ke behamba leyo ndlela engcwele.
The redeemed will walk there. Those who have been delivered, delivered from evil spirits, delivered from Satan, they will be found on that way.
Verse 10, abahlengiweyo baka Jehova bayakubuya baye Siyoni ngokwethaba intokozo engunaphakade ibe phezu kwamakhanda abo. Bayakuthola ukujabula nokuthokoza kubaleke usizi nokububula.
And the ransomed of the Lord that we read in verse 10 shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
Akusekho ukuzwa izinhlungu kumkhulu lapha khona. Usesentokozweni enkulu.
There where Uncle Yogurt is now, there's no longer any pain, no longer any suffering.
Akusekho ukushisa njengoba sizokushisa la endlini. Kuyena osentokozweni enkulu, uyajabula abantwana lapha esekhona. Uzinjabula, akusekho ubuhlungu, akusekho ukuthi awungafa. Ake ningigubeni, ake nenzele lokhu. Usesentokozweni enkulu ezulwini.
And he's now in great joy. He doesn't even experience the heat as we experience it here. He's in a place of great joy and gladness. He doesn't even ask you to do certain things for him anymore. He doesn't need it. He's experiencing joy.
Ngafa inhlungu ake ningiphenduleni ngiphenduleni akasakuzwa konke lokho yena ngoba usesentokozweni usesentabeni yaseSiyoni.
He's no longer groaning because of pain, asking because of discomfort that you should turn him on his other side. He's in a place of great joy.
Sikhumbuleke ukuthi ufanele sihlale noJesu, sihambe noJesu.
So remember, we need to abide and walk with Jesus.
Qaphela njalo ukuthi lapho uhamba khona usahamba naye noJesu, uhleli nawe yena enhlizweni yakho. Lapho ulala, hlala nami inkosi sengiyalala. Hamba nami inkosi Jesu.
Always make sure that the Lord is still present with you, that he's with you, that he walks with you. And before you go to bed, pray and say, Lord, abide with me.
Lo muntu bamusa ukuthi unomunye umoya lendoda le.
They experienced, this man had something else. He had a different spirit.
Wathi mayethi adlula bathi hayibuya, hlala nathi.
And when he was making as he was moving on further, they said, no, no, please abide with us. And when he sat with them and he broke the bread, after that he disappeared.
Basebethi hawu. Ngenkathi simthola endleleni, ibingavuthi inhliziyo yethu kube sizwe ukuthi uJesu lo.
And then they said, they marveled. They said, but while we were walking with him on the way and he spoke to us, did not our hearts burn within us? This is Jesus.
Ake ngibuzeke kuwena owenza izono, ophila ezonweni ukuthi ngempela uJesu suke selaphi wenza isono.
Now let me ask you, you are committing sin and living in sin. Tell me, where is Jesus while you're busy committing that sin?
Yini uphila ezonweni namanje lothi uphila ezonweni kwenziwa yini ukuthi uphila ezonweni uJesu suke elaphi?
Why is it that you're still continuing with your life of sin? Tell me, at that time that you're busy with your sin, where is Jesus?
Hey, konzi yami ngishilo ngathi zoba mfishane ukushisa kubalethela ubuthongo ngabanye ngiyababona bayazela. UNkulunkulu kwangathi angasizi ukuthi simvuthele, sivuthe enhlizweni zethu.
Now, I said I'll keep the service short, and I can see the heat is making some people drowsy. But we, brethren, we need to have burning hearts within us.
Uma babe vuta la babantu. Babe kona lapo. Lapo sati ya kuluma nje. Eseti dabazi. Ndeze zi kuluma panyuguba alipsin babu.
And he saw them with their long, sad faces. And he asked them and he said, what are these things that you're discussing?
But I was
And they asked of the very Jesus who had been crucified, and they said, are you the only one who doesn't know about these things? About Jesus who was crucified?
Now, ungabakhona la kusebenza khona uNkulunkulu uthi hayi mina ngikwazi ukusebenza kwaNkulunkulu angikuboni.
And you can be there where God is at work and you say, I don't know that God is at work. I don't see him at work. It's you who are not burning. Thank you.
That's why some booze.
Thank you very much to Bab Dube. He was a big friend of my father. That's why we requested him to conduct this service.
Abathandayo futhi siyacela ukuthi inkulumo the speech of Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi, you can get it here in front. There's a whole lot of them. Please, if you go out, just take some along.
Ikhona inkulumo kamntwana kaphindangene isibhaliwe umuthanda ukuthi uyithole izotholakala khona la ngaphambili isanele sonke ukuba sidlule siyithole.
Now I ask the children to come forward again. We'll sing a song. After that, we'll stay standing as we close.
Sesocela abazukulu beze bezo sizocula iculo sizosukuma ngesikhathi silicula uma sesisiqedile sigcineke simile futhi.
My mom and dad were married 64 years and 11 months.
Ubaba nomama bebeshade iminyaka engu 64 nenyanga ezu 11.
So 7th of March next month would have been 65.
Ngale nyanga esizoyiqala umhla ka 7 ku March bebezobe behlanganisa iminyaka ewu 65 babo phifindo lika sofa silahla.
Mama, der Jesus hat versprochen, bleibt bei dir.
Mama, uNkulunkulu sekhulumile ukuthi Nkosi hlala nathi.
The Lord, Mom, God has promised, the Lord will abide with you.
uNkulunkulu sithembisile, uNkulunkulu uzohlala
nawe. What a wonderful word.
Kwamazwi ayisimanga.
So we'll sing a German song. It's a well-known German hymn. Stehen auf den ich schaue. Star to whom we look up to. That heavenly star.
So kuli kulu les Germani eli lazegayo liti unkanyezi ayime ikani.
It's a beautiful song.
Ikule lesimanga.
And it's a song my father loved.
Ikulo baba belithanda kakhulu.
Oh.
Just while we're standing, I think we've been sitting a long time. For those that want to go down to the graveyard, you're very welcome. And we would appreciate it. And we would appreciate it also. I think for those that know, there's a parking lot on the sports field, so you go to out here, down, but you go straight, and you find the sports field on your left-hand side. You go around a metal building, and then you're onto the field. And then you, from there, you walk down to the graveyard.
And
but for our older people and parents, you can go down here and then to the left, you know where it is, between the trees to go down.
I think that's all. I think I haven't forgotten anything.
Thank you very much. May we close our eyes and pray. Our Heavenly Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, abide with us, please. It's becoming dark in this world, but we need you and your light to shine ahead. Be with us, Lord, now as we go and lay Papa to rest. And bless that place to be holy and sanctified. Amen.
Amen.
So I'll ask the young men to come forward. Take the coffin.